Well, good morning, friends. My name is Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon, which meets at St Peter's School on a Sunday. Well, the kids are back at school, and you can't have missed the school uniforms and the bikes on the high street, which actually is a pedestrian zone, so shouldn't really be biking there. But anyway, in fact, maybe some are even listening on the way to school now for day two or three. Have you remembered your lunchbox? Do you have your PE kit? How's it going with the new teacher? Well, I wonder if older listeners can remember that feeling of going back to school or even starting at a new school. That knot of nervousness in the stomach. Will I make friends? Will my new teacher be nice? Will my friends appreciate my new bowl cut haircut? Maybe you remember for yourself the clean new uniforms, the shiny new shoes that were just a little bit too big because Mum wanted you to grow into them, or because they used to belong to your older brother, or the smell of new exercise books, the excitement of a new pencil case, the memories of sunny summer holidays now fading away through the window as you look outside in the double maths lesson. Well, if anyone is facing a new school, or grown-ups are facing new jobs, or other new challenges, and certainly our nation is facing a major challenge at the moment in Parliament. Well, can I remind you of the story of Daniel in the lion's den? It's what I reminded my children of as they went back to school this week, feeling rather nervous. I said to my oldest, "How are you feeling about school?" And she said, "Excited, but a bit worried." I said to her, "How do you think Daniel felt when he was going into the lion's den?" And she said, "Very worried." But what happened to him? Well, God was with him and looked after him. Now, I don't think any of us are facing the lion's den. I certainly hope that the teachers at your school aren't that scary. But even if we do face challenging circumstances, Daniel's experience was that God is wonderfully kind and caring and only a prayer away. God's Son, Jesus Christ, is with believers by his Spirit. Anyone who turns to Jesus has the promise that Jesus will never leave us or forsake us. He's with us wherever we are, whatever happens. So we can trust Jesus to be with us in the challenges we face, and that applies to the adults too. So if the school dinner is a bit challenging, or Mrs. Logan in year nine is a bit of a dragon, or even if some of the other kids are difficult to get along with at first, remember that God kept Daniel safe, and he will keep us safe if we trust in him. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.